It can be difficult hacking it as a director in Hollywood, but when you're Black and a woman, well, it ain't easy. There are people making waves, though, and others giving props where props are due. On Sunday, the 14th annual African American Film Marketplace will honor Black female directors. Emmy winner Nima Barnett will be featured, and she's with me now. Hi.
Hi.
So congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you. I feel humbled and honored to be a part of such a wonderful event. It was like going back home, you know. African-American female directors are very close. We have to be, because the journey is not a crystal staircase, but decoding and recoding the images are worth it all. So it was a wonderful, wonderful evening. And so many people came out, and we looked at each other's work, and it was just fabulous.
So you won an Emmy as a producer for an after-school special, To Be a Man. How did you get to that point, and what are your goals from this point forward? I know that's a broad question.
Yes,
I know you have a film. You have a film coming up, but just give us a little sketch of how at least you got to the point of winning that Emmy.
Well, I won an Emmy. I have two directing Emmys, but the Emmy you're talking about, I got for producing. I started in New York. I'm from Harlem, came from Harlem to Hollywood. I started in New York in an organization called Third World Cinema, which was originally started by Ossie Davis and a gentleman by the name of Cliff Frazier. And Julie Dash came out of there, Preston Holmes. Spike was close, but he was downtown. And we had a lot of Bill Duke, you know, a lot of directors started there. And so while I was there working and learning about film, Cliff Frazier was directing an after-school special, his first directing effort. So he got all of us together, and I was the producer, and I didn't know anything about producing. But I did what I could, and I wound up winning an Emmy for it, and it was very exciting. That was my first.
Which do you like better, producing or directing?
I hate producing.
You have to wrangle the money, wrangle everybody, huh?
Well, you know, yeah, I'm a filmmaker, I'm a storyteller, you know, but I respect producers, and I think it's a separate art form. You know, I'd rather take a script to the lab and deal with my actors and deal with cinema and visuals and, you know, all that kind of wonderful things about storytelling. But I'll tell you, producing is an art. And this is, I just finished executive producing an independent film, totally independent. And it was something else, you know. But we got it done in the can. You know, I've been directing 25 years. And so this was the first time I kind of called on favors. And so many people came forth. It was amazing. You know, it's amazing when you make a film that has some kind of social or political landscape behind it, how people will get behind you.
Tell me about Cutting the Mustard.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Cutting the Mustard is a movie. I'm sure you've heard about the expression, if you can't cut the mustard, you know, get out of the kitchen or whatever. Cutting the Mustard is a movie about illiteracy. It's a true story of director-writer Reed McCants, who grew up in New York in the Lincoln Projects. He was an artist. He drew. He went to the public school system. And then he went to junior college. But he had a very deep, dark secret. He was illiterate. He graduated from community college semi-illiterate. Then he wanted to be an actor. And at that point, after getting people to speak into the tape recorder and him memorizing it, trying to, you know, cover for his inadequacy, he decided that he was going to teach himself to read. So he locked himself up in a studio apartment at 21 and taught himself to read. And Cutting the Mustard is about a group of kids in Queens who work in banks. You know, they recently graduated from high school. They work in banks. They work downtown, the garment district. They have various jobs. And they all have a dream to be an actor. They don't know about Strasburg. They don't know about the Actor's Studio. So they go to this bar in Queens called Yo Freaks, and they have an acting ensemble. And it's Cutting the Mustard is their journey. It's a coming of age as young adults for a ragtag group of kids, multicultural, all races, who kind of come together under the common ground of wanting to act and changing your life, you know.
So Nima, what was the toughest part of putting this film together? And I know you said you called in favors.
I did. Well, we shot it on 35 millimeter. I mean, the toughest part was getting it done with very little money and very little time. And that's always the case. But I've done 10 movies in 18 days. So even though I didn't direct it, you know, I know how to make it happen. After a while, you just get used to it. Unfortunately, you know, it would be nice.
Contextualize that for a second. How long is a normal movie shoot? When you say 18 days, how does that stack up?
Well, compared to maybe minimum of 35 days or 60 days, maximum 180 days or more. You know.
So you're talking on a tight, accelerated schedule.
Exactly. You know. But what we did was we formed a co-op of filmmakers who had a like cause. The cause was to make movies that were about something, you know, because film is, let's face it, the strongest political tool we have. And it's a mind-molding business, you know, and images are very important. And so we got together. And this was the first film. Pardon me, I have a cold. This was the first film out of our co-op. So we had a group of professionals who got together. They all own a part of the film. And so it's been an interesting journey for all of us, you know. We're very proud of the film. And, you know, I needn't tell you the percentage of adult illiteracy in this country. So it's a very important issue. And as I speak tomorrow night, we're opening the Harlem Film Festival, which I'm from Harlem and the filmmakers from Harlem, at the Schomburg, which I think is very fitting since it's about illiteracy. And next week we will be at the American Black Film Festival on October 26th at 7 o'clock at the Beverly Center for anyone out there who wants to see it, you know.
So you're on an aggressive schedule. Sounds like you're making moves.
Yes, we're making moves, and we have a great cast. We have Charles Dutton. We have Sinbad. We have Keisha Knight Pulliam. We have Adrienne Ballone from Cheetah Girls. We have Wesley Jonathan. We have Deborah Wilson from Mad TV, you know, the sister who imitated Whitney Houston. Bobby, you know.
Well, Nima, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, and goodbye to the audience.
Nima Barnett is a director, writer, and producer. Her new film is called Cuttin' a Mustard. She's one of the honorees this week at the 14th Annual African American Film Marketplace, and the event continues till Sunday.